7:47 the time. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wealthwise Financial Services. Wealthwise Financial Services is wealth management redefined. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning, we welcome the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services. In for the Wealthwise moment is Laureen Gilbert this morning. Welcome, Laureen. How are you?
Good morning, Ed. Great to be here.
It's great to talk to you, and thank you. I know you've got an incredibly busy schedule, a lot on your plate. I really appreciate you taking the time and coming in a little early this morning for us.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to get on a flight, so... Thanks for accommodating me.
No problem at all. The only thing we've been talking about here recently is, of course, the events in the Ukraine, and part and parcel of that is the sanctions that we've laid on Russia and what it might be doing to the Russian economy. I think there's no one better to answer those questions than you. Explain, if you would, the devaluation of the ruble right now, if we were to compare that to the same thing happening to our dollar.
Well, let's first say, this is a humanitarian crisis going on, and I feel for the Ukrainian people as well as the Russian people who are being impacted by a leader who is really being a terrorist and completely uncivil, killing civilians. So it's just a horrible situation, Ed. And as a result of that, we've seen the entire globe, except for China, let's put it that way, respond to this by implementing these sanctions. Now, the sanctions have hurt a little bit in Russia and have caused, their markets to completely plummet, for most investment managers to say that Russia is completely uninvestable. But what we've seen is that China has come to the rescue of Russia. And all of this, Ed, was planned out ahead of time. Right. In other words, Russia, before they invaded Ukraine, went to China to make sure that China was going to be their backstop. And so the problem is that as much as we are putting sanctions on, and it's also, by the way, hurting Europe tremendously. So what's happening, though, is that with China coming to the rescue of Russia and providing them what they need, it's not going to hurt Russia as badly as we want it to hurt Russia.
Right. They're blunting the effect.
Right. They are. So it's a real problem, most definitely. And... the other point I want to make about China, and I know you want to talk about Russia and China, but, China itself is in a bad situation economically, and that has to do with their property issues there. But when you have China and Russia coming together, the scary part for the rest of the world, it's a change of the balance of power.
Right. So
I don't know what other questions you want to ask me about.
I do want to continue on that line, in fact. So China's deflating property bubble. They were sitting on a property bubble forever. And right now, that sector accounts for about a quarter of their entire economy.
That's absolutely right.
And what they're doing with Russia, blunting the effect of what should be crippling sanctions, they're less than crippling right now to Russia. I wonder, is there anything we can financially do to China? Or do we even have the fortitude? Do we have the guts to do anything to China financially?
Well, I think that what we've seen is this is policy issues, right? And it shows us the importance of policy issues internationally. And, as much as NATO has tried to come together, they really haven't come up with anything that's truly effective against Russia. And when it comes to the United States right now dealing with China, that has not been effective either. So we don't have effective policies that are stopping Russia or China. And the biggest threat right now is that because China sees that Russia has been able to take over Ukraine, albeit with a long struggle and a war that's going on much longer than Russia anticipated, the concern that we have is that China will feel like they can do the same thing to Taiwan.
Right.
And Ed, what comes out of Taiwan? Semiconductors.
Right.
The
right.
entire so that semiconductor industry, which everybody knows now is so important, and that's why we've had issues with cars and not being able to get cars. We need semiconductors.
Right.
So there are right now, what I would say, Ed, is there's an enormous amount of uncertainty. And when we see this kind of uncertainty around the globe, it affects the market. And we're seeing the markets being impacted because the markets love certainty and they hate uncertainty. And that's what all we have right now is uncertainty.
Right. And that brings me to the next point of the markets here is that last week we got a great jobs report with a 678,000 new jobs. And then they upgraded the previous 2 months to what those numbers were. That should have had a bigger effect on us, but it really didn't because of the uncertainty. Is that correct?
That's right. It's just the clouds are over us.
Right.
We're in the middle of a storm. And so even with good news, because the reality is, we've talked about this, we just had a great earnings season, right? And to your point, great, we have great numbers when we really look at those fundamentals. The problem is, what the markets do is the markets look ahead. And the markets say, okay, that's what's already happened, but what's going to happen in 6 months or a year? The markets are always trying to price in the future. Not the current situation.
Right. You mentioned when you first spoke that this was not only affecting the Ukrainian people, and I'll go back to the conflict for a second, if I may. I'm sorry that I'm jumping around here.
Yeah.
That it not only affects the Ukrainian people, but also the Russian people as well. And we were talking the segment right before we started talking to you. We were talking about the companies that are now leaving Russia. And each company that leaves, for instance, Ford leaves, they're leaving behind 4,000 Russian employees that are now out of work.
Right.
Toyota, 6,000 Russian employees, and the list goes on. So it is really affecting them economically as well. The average Russian is being affected, not the oligarchs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, of course, is what's tragic, both in Ukraine and Russia. It's the people that are suffering as a result of what's going on.
Laureen, I know you're busy. I know you're like 5 minutes away from stepping onto a plane. I know you're going to board. I want our listener, and thank you so much for this conversation this morning. Let our listeners know where they can find you.
Sure. 949-748-1177 or wealthwisefinancial.com.
As always, a pleasure to talk to you. We ask that you travel safely, and we look forward to talking to you again, Laureen.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 7:56, it's the Mornings with Ed Show.